USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has rescinded an order from former President Trump that suspended certain immigrant visas during the COVID pandemic. At the time, President Trump said the move was necessary to protect American workers at a time when the labor market was at its weakest during the pandemic. Biden's order removes the prohibition on visas for immigrants looking to permanently move to the U.S. with petitions filed for them from family members who were already U.S. residents or prospective employers. In his proclamation reversing the bans, the president said they didn't advance the interests of the country. And a Texas resident who received a more than $9,000 power bill after last week's winter storms and subsequent power outages is suing her power company. The Houston-area woman filed a class-action lawsuit against Gritty Energy, claiming she was charged $9,546 for power during an 18-day period, a rate hundreds of times higher than her usual bill. The suit is seeking $1 billion in relief. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Postmaster General is apologizing for delivery delays over the holidays.
We must acknowledge that during this peak season, we fell far short of meeting our service targets. Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and packages. This is unacceptable, and I apologize to those customers who felt the impact of our delays. All of us at the Postal Service, from our board to our leadership team, to our union and association leadership, to every employee, strive to do better in our service to the American people, and we will do better.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made those remarks Wednesday during a hearing of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. He also told the committee that a strategic plan to reform the Postal Service would be released in the coming weeks, as he defended changes he's already made at USPS since taking charge. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Efforts to impeach New York Governor Andrew Cuomo are ramping up. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The infamous mandate by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, signed March 25, 2020, forced nursing homes to take COVID-19 positive patients discharged from hospitals. The guess is more than 15,000 people died, as a cover-up by Cuomo and his administration makes it impossible to know the actual number of deaths. Democrat State Assemblyman Ron Kim tells Fox News impeaching Andrew Cuomo is the next step in accountability.
The impeachment process was all about accountability. It's all interlinked. It's about saving the sanctity of the Senate and Assembly, not about Cuomo, and that's why I pushed for it. But again, if McConnell's not there, we should at least take away the emergency powers.
Melissa DeRosa, in a conference call with Democratic state lawmakers, acknowledged the administration covered up the extent of the nursing home death toll because they feared President Trump. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Top 25 action from the college hardwood Wednesday night saw number 11 Florida State beat Miami 88-71. Number 15, Virginia, fell to NC State 68-61. That's the third straight loss for the defending national champions. Number 13, Creighton, handled DePaul 77-53. Number 25, Tennessee, got by Vanderbilt 70-58. And number 20, Arkansas, knocked off number 6, Alabama, 81-66. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.